At present, I have briefly reached the human world and have the opportunity to attain permanent liberation from suffering and the supreme happiness of enlightenment through putting Dharma into practice. If I waste this precious opportunity in meaningless activities, there is no greater loss and no greater foolishness. Thinking in this way, we make the strong determination to practice the Dharma of Buddha's teachings on renunciation, universal compassion, and the profound view of emptiness now, while we have the opportunity. We hold this determination without forgetting it, and remain on it single-pointedly for as long as possible. So this is our meditation. We are considering this life that we have, and we're considering it in a special way. So Venerable Geshe says, at present, I have briefly reached the human world. So one of the obstacles to finding the object in this meditation, one of the obstacles to this meditation working and being life-changing for us, is that we take our life for granted. It doesn't occur to us that it could have been different. But now, if we've thought of our mind as like a field, as a creator of experiences, and this life is a cloud that's formed within the sky of the mind, of all of the different seeds that are planted in my mind, so many different seeds could have ripened. So many different lives could have manifested. This life is so unusual in its characteristics, in its opportunities. Now, we have been dreaming, waking dreams, sleeping dreams, life after life after life of hallucinations, where we have been caught up in appearances, trying to make the most of things, trying to make things work. And yet, however successful or otherwise we were, in the end it all disappeared like a dream ending, for just another to ripen to take its place. When have we had the chance to truly wake up? When have we had the chance to see through the hallucination, the illusion? So at present, I have briefly reached the human world and have the opportunity to attain permanent liberation from suffering and the supreme happiness of enlightenment through putting Dharma into practice. So then the second obstacle that can commonly interfere with our ability to do this meditation on our precious human life is we don't believe that we can achieve great results from this life, whether that's enlightenment or any of the stepping stones on the way to enlightenment. And again, hopefully, through understanding the mind, what the mind is, we realize we're not so different from Buddha. Like Buddha said in that Vajra Cutting Sutra that I quoted last week, it says, anyone who thinks they see me when they're looking at my arms, I'm paraphrasing because I haven't memorized it, sorry. But is anyone who thinks that this, when they're seeing the body, they're seeing me, Buddha said. They don't really see me, they don't know me. The real Buddha is the truth body. Real Buddha is the mind, the very subtle mind, the very subtle mind that's awoken to itself. The very subtle mind that is aware of itself, that knows itself, that is now able to consciously manifest whatever it wants to manifest in order to benefit others. This profound experience that is able to reach into the hearts and lives of living beings, enter into their dreams as friends, as teachers, as examples, as inspiration, as an inclination towards positive minds. Buddha is like this universal sun shining goodness and happiness, inspiration into the dreams of sleeping Buddhas. Now we recognize effectively we're like a Buddha that's just asleep and dreaming and has forgotten our nature. And so if we understand that, again, if we understand what is the mind, we realize Buddhahood is not far. It's not like I'm a different category of thing and I'm trying to completely change my nature. In fact, the non-enlightened person that we're relating to is the least part of ourself. You know, it's like a wisp of smoke, a thin veil of cloud, when our real nature is the sky. The more we understand that, the more we realize, with this particular dream that I'm dreaming, I have the chance to wake up to my magnificence, my Buddha nature, my enlightened mind. We have had countless lives. In all of those lives, we wanted to find happiness. And we never really have. Moments here and there, of course. But it's never been time to rest, because there's always been one more problem coming. Now, Buddha would often use the analogy of samsara, this contaminated life, these dreamed experiences of mistaken appearance, of hallucinations. He would use this analogy of the ocean of samsara and suffering as like its waves. And in the ocean of samsara, when we're being buffeted by the waves of suffering, what we tend to think is, I've just got to get through this. Like we see the wave that's looming, and we think, I've just got to get through this. And we steel ourselves to whatever impact is crashing down us. And hopefully we get through to the other side. And we're like, whew. But the subtext of that thought, I've just got to get through this. Like we've just got to get through this lockdown. Or I've just got to get through this time with trapped. I've just got to get through this illness, I've just got to get through this headache, I've just got to get through this divorce, or I've just got to get through this meeting, or I've just got to get through whatever it is. I've just got to get through this, and then it will be all right. And then it will be all right. But no, it won't. Sorry. It won't. Because what's after that wave is another wave, and beyond that, an infinite multitude of waves coming. And Buddha is calling us, get out of the ocean. Now, one way we do that meditation, where we are eventually disappearing into our very subtle mind, the root mind in the heart, is we feel that within our heart live the Buddhas, and they're calling us home. They're calling us home. Buddha is calling us, get out of the ocean. Get out of the ocean. And in this life, that's a realistic possibility. Finally, now we have absolutely won the lottery of all of the different seeds that could have ripened. What's ripened now is one where the door to our liberation and enlightenment is open for us.